Great. So we're following up. This is part two of what I started last week on 26 instant marketing ideas for your Mantic business. I know we discussed a lot of good ideas. A lot of people had questions last week, and hopefully you're going to pick up on some of those ideas. 1 through 13 is what I did last week. And Al has, I mean, this book isn't a book that was written, you know, yesterday. So some of the ideas and some of the things he even wrote I kind of left out because they're a little outdated. But a lot of great ideas. You can tell this guy's on top of it. I mean, there's a reason he became a multimillionaire in networking early on and just incredible motivator. In fact, Al Schreiter is the guy who was the guest lead speaker in Australia at their national convention this year. So, and I think he also was down in South Africa. I'm not sure, but I know he was in Australia. So great guy, great information. I enjoy going to hear him and learn from him every time I listen to him. So let's go on and look at the rest of the instant marketing ideas. We went through 13 last week. Kick off with 14, why your prospect winces in pain, starts to sweat, and looks for the escape route from your business presentation. You ever feel that happens to you? Absolutely, absolutely. And one of Al's big points that he makes in the book in regard to this is that, you know, people aren't where we are, and to have the sensitivity to know that, you've got to put yourself in the other person's shoes. And that's what's important for us. We think everybody understands, you know, financial freedom, time freedom. They might not even know what those words mean. Obviously, if they were in another networking business, they might be familiar with them. But when you spew them out, they don't make any sense. So if you do a laundry list of here's all the benefits of this business, you're going to lose people because they are not where you are. They're not at the level of awareness when talking about a home-based business and what it actually does for you. So what we need to learn to do is instead of taking it for granted that everybody knows where you're coming is going to appreciate your product or your opportunity, we need to slow down. Ask more about them. Remember, we become askers. We become great. Question. What's going on in their life? Find out what's going on. How are they doing? What their lifestyle is? What if they had unlimited income? What would they do differently? You know, if you had time freedom, if you didn't have to work a job, what would you be doing differently today? I mean, just ask questions and find out what, you know, what floats their boat, what's important to them, and then take about two or three of those aspects, those meaningful ones, and incorporate those into the presentation. So it's not about you just spewing information and data. It's about you getting into their heart a little bit and finding out more about them up front. It will do you 10,000 times, you know, advance your prospect of closing them by being more sensitive to that human being. We so much want to tell people how exciting everything is that we're doing, and it is exciting, but they're not going to get it. They're not in the same place you are. Don't, and I loved his language, don't take it for granted that people understand this. So be slow. Give them another concept here. Is he's saying, you know, tell them why you're doing this. Why are you doing this? In fact, I just saw, you know, Lydia and I are constantly looking around at what other network marketing companies are doing to try to give Mantic more insight or what we need, what we could use that would be better for us. And we saw an Arbonne presentation the other day, and Lydia, one of the pages in there was describe to them why you're doing this. In other words, what's your why? Sometimes expressing your own and getting that expression out opens them up to talking about what's important in their lives. So you could give them a word picture, and that just means a description using colors, using, you know, emotion and everything. Give them a word picture of what this means to you. And it doesn't have to be, some of you raise your hand to go, well, Mary Jo, you know, but I'm not there yet. You don't, this isn't about being there yet. Why you're doing it is because where you're going, and you're looking for people to go there with you. That's exciting for people. They want to join a winner. They want to join somebody that's on a track to create differences in their lives. All you need to do is show the commitment to making it, and that's what attracts people to you. So important for us that it's not just, that's why you're going to avoid the people wincing in pain, sweating, and all the other things they do when you just want to try to tell, right? So it's kind of like a pre-education of your prospect before your presentation and a pre-education for you in understanding your prospect before the presentation. So take that time to do that, and you'll see remarkable shifts in results from your presentation. The second item, 15, he wrote about he got conned by a 14-year-old girl and loved every minute of it. It was a cute story, and I don't have it all memorized, but the idea was this 14-year-old girl was going around. She was telling people about, oh, my gosh, I'm going to college, and I need to take these credits, and it's going to cost me $120 per credit, so I'm looking for 10 people. I figure if 10 people could contribute me $12, I could start on my school truck. And I'm just asking you if you would consider helping me out by giving me $12 to help me, you know, go to get my next level of education. So Al Schreider said, sure, I'd love to help you, you know. He didn't hardly know this girl at all, just met her. So he gave her a $12 check so that she could go on to school. Well, at the end of her first semester, she sent out letters saying, oh, here's my grades, da-da-da-da, I'm going on to my next semester, da-da-da, is there any opportunity you could continue helping me along with this with another $12? So Big Al wrote her another $12 check. And this went on and on and on. I mean, every step of the way. And she graduated, blah, 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 blah. And he goes, I really don't know if she ever graduated. I really don't know if she ever did. He was laughing at himself because it was just the idea of if there's some place I can place $12 and make an impact in somebody's life, I'm willing to do that. And he's saying, how many times can we do that with our network marketing business? We don't think about applying that same standard. And so he says, when you start your new business, you send a letter out to every friend and relative. Instead of trying to bug them to get involved in the business with you, because you might have done that before in the past, right? So instead of asking them to join, just ask them maybe to buy one product. Help me get kicked off in my first inventory sales and buy one product. Let's just get you to buy one product. So you set up a bunch of consumers. Some people did that, I know, in terms of All-Star Packs. When the All-Star Pack was $1,000, they'd sell out the products in their All-Star Pack before they bought it, and that would finance them into getting an All-Star Pack. That's another way of doing it. But it's a way to get a bunch of consumers on board and let them start experiencing the products without really having to have to sign up, and it helps you get kick off and get started. You can also, as an associate, you can ask your uplines, downlines, anyone to share in an advertising campaign with you. Just buy one classified ad in your 250 newspaper campaign. So you get a group of people, so it costs maybe everybody $25, and you have a 250, you know, newspaper campaign, and you split the leads. That's it's called about sharing the cost, sharing the, getting everybody involved, supporting you in a new way, and supporting themselves as well. If you want to make a new director level, what do? You go out and you get your group together and say, okay, our goal, we have 9 days left to the end of the business period. Everybody commit. Sign up at least one new person. Boom. Guess what happens? You reach your directorship level. So just thinking of those ideas of how to motivate your business. The 16th concept, postcards to build your network marketing business. So how do we use postcards? Well, postcards, he suggests, are the cheapest mailing form you can use, and they're also the smallest. He says the most important thing with postcards are headlines and first sentences are critical. So they depend, and they also depend on your target. So you don't want to use the same postcard for different groups of people. If you're sending out to senior citizens, baby boomers versus sending out to millennials. If you're sending out to experienced networkers, sending it out to people who've never done networking. Very different languaging, but they're very tough. For experienced networkers, he gave some suggestions. Top opportunity for experienced networkers. Free report, 13 reasons to use our system to build a full-time network marketing career in just 90 days. So that if you tried network marketing and didn't earn the money you expected, maybe you would like to know the secret. So this is just language that you could use as big headliners on a postcard. And that would be to people who have been experienced networkers in the past. To new residents in your community, you want to, again, start with the basic concepts that we like to sell our program on. Start a part-time business that will pay off your new home mortgage. Wouldn't that be a great way? Think about it. How many people move into your community? A housewarming party. Hey, start a part-time business that will pay off your new home mortgage. Why not? A little postcard, every housewarming party, right? That'd be great. So you look around your neighborhood and see if you got some new people that have moved in the last year and that you could still approach them with that, or anyone that new moves into your environment. Have a little postcard that's a promotion that way. I love that idea. Well, I live in a community. My neighborhood is only 42 homes, I think, in our whole neighborhood. But we have other ones. I can expand a little bit. So I'm putting a little highlight on that one because I can see myself doing that at open house parties, new people move into the area. I think that's a winner. I like this one, too. To new residents, you can say, trade 2 hours of TV time to learn how your neighbors are collecting an extra check every month. Pretty cool. So that's how you invite them to an opportunity meeting. Just give me 2 hours of your TV time. And I like the idea. I'd like to pick up on this whole advent and understanding that I remember the statistic a few years back that the average household watches 8 hours of TV a day. Is that right? 8 hours, something. It's outrageous hours of TV. I couldn't even figure out how they fit it in with if they worked a job. But 8 hours of TV a day. So if you look at that, what if we just ask people to say, why don't we move it down to 6 hours a day and take two of those hours and dedicate to a business so you can build a check, right? Another concept. We wonder why we're failing, right? Why this economy is so sad. Oh, I heard another statistic the other day, too, that said that our country, you ready for this? Ever since the advent of the iPhones and all that stuff that we have today, internet access, our country economy is losing $70 billion I don't even remember what this is. It was $70 billion because what's happening is people at their jobs are now tapping into the internet and they're using their iPhones and that's how many hours of wasted time are dedicated to, you know, that's crazy stuff, isn't it? Crazy. We wonder why our economy is so poor and why the jobs are so, you know, few and far between. It's how we don't respect the jobs we have, right? That gets into it as well. But back to this. So trade 2 hours of time, TV, that's great. Retailing, if you're retailing products, if you just want to get new consumers out there, what if you got 100 new customers? How many of you would like to get 100 new customers? Well, if they all order $100, that's 10,000 of volume in your organization. Some of you don't even have that today. So 100 new customers would be awesome. So make up a list of 100 possible and it also getting the 100 new customers by doing these kind of things, getting people to buy products, is a way to get a prospective 100 new possible distributors as well. So when you send out little cards for retailing the products, you, again, want to have language on the postcard that picks up what the product's about. And we'd all enjoy to do that. And those postcards are pretty inexpensive to send out these days. So you could also turn your postcard into a coupon or a free gift certificate, $10 gift certificate to every old customer or a product party attendee. So you could recapture. It's a reactivation program. You could make your postcard a dinner invitation and, of course, combine the dinner with what? A little business presentation that you could do. Tell your prospects and customers about the new stuff posted on your website. It's a great heads-up type thing. Find the secret buttons, hot buttons, and desires of your prospects. He talks about sending out two different kinds of cards, test marketing, 10 different people each card, and seeing what kind of response you get before you do a wider base marketing approach. I think test marketing is really important, especially with when you're going to put some money behind it like postcards. Create goodwill and referrals as a thank you note. We always know that this business is built so strongly on referral basis, and it's probably one of the weakest things we do. Most of the time when I do trainings and teaching about how to build your networking business, when I ask about how many people actually go out and get referrals, I get the least amount of hands in the air on that concept, and it should be one of the most important things that you do because all of us have a lot of consumers in our organization, and we just need to get referrals from those people. Even some of the people that call themselves distributors, it's sometimes great to call them up because they're really not they haven't signed anyone up in 3 or 4 months and say, who do you know? And you say, okay, let's get on the phone, and you call them with them. So it's you're even getting referrals from, quote-unquote, people who claim to be your business builders or distributors, just to get them moving again, knowing that, yes, they can do it. So creating goodwill and referrals, that's what you just said. And then announcements, special guest speakers, once-a-year diet plans, free business startup. I think a postcard kind of concept might be great with this new GlycoBoom product coming out, right? I just added that to the outline because I think, wow, that's a really cool, you know, It's a great new product. It's a lot of fun to use. We have a tremendous amount of testimonials out there about all sorts of different things that it's impacted, and it'd just be a wonderful thing to put on a postcard and get that out as soon. And the product coming out when? Available? Show up at the Frisco event. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Yeah, and if you do it, if you use your credits, right?
No, the Manatee.
Oh, the Manatee, right, the order we just talked about. That's the only way. We always could use our customer loyalty credits, but since August. But now you can order that Manatee bundle that we talked about today, that special new bundle that came out Saturday. Okay? Great. So that's postcards. So many uses of that, and like I said, I highlighted that for Lydia and I. We're going to do some work in that area, and I really like the GlycoBoom, and I love the concept of helping to pay off your new home mortgage because it's a reality check. People move into a new house, what's the big worry on their heart? Their new mortgage they have, right? Okay, number 17, the sponsoring riddle solved. And this is an incredible concept. He talked about marketing, and, you know, we love to market based on the attributes of our product and all these kind of things. But he says, what if your product didn't matter, the money didn't matter, your services didn't matter, the support didn't matter? What if none of those things mattered? How do you market to somebody so they forget about all that and all they're doing is thinking about one thing? Well, he gave an example. He said McDonald's, for instance, they started baby beanies. Or Beanie Babies, I guess it was called, right? I call them Baby Beanies in the LA. Beanie Babies. You can tell that I don't go to McDonald's. Anyway, they did this promo on Beanie Babies, and you know, people didn't even care about the McDonald's. They came in to buy it so they could get a Beanie Baby. They forgot all about the product, all about what they were buying, and just to get Beanie Babies. So that's kind of crazy. So how can we do that with Manatech products? Is there a way to take the focus off of all that and put the focus on something they really want? Most important, they need to really want it. So what do you have that you could offer that they really want and they'll buy your products and become a consumer, get what they really want? Now, that doesn't mean they don't want the products, people. It just means that you're giving them frosting on a cake. What is it, and what are you giving them? And this really, to me, goes into customer service. For me, it's like a monthly newsletter of the Mana Mail, giving them a monthly newsletter about health so that somehow that attracts people. They feel like they're cared about. They get health updates because people don't like to research everything. They don't know how to, you know. And they have somebody that's willing to research any product that they want to bring to them, you know, to let them know, give some independent feedback. Before they look at another product, they can get independent feedback. So there's some things that you can give that are a benefit to them that they really are excited about. So think, and I think a monthly health newsletter is something great. All of you can do it. It takes, you know, dedication and time to put into it. And sometimes my monthly becomes once every 2 months or 3 months, depending on how busy my schedule is. But the idea is to get out there with a monthly newsletter, health newsletter, that picks up on current health points. And our newest one is on the Ebola virus and the importance of boosting the immune system. And what does Manatech have? I'm not saying heal, cure, mitigate, but what does Manatech have to help boost your immune system? So you don't have to be threatened by what's going around out there, right? You know, you want to talk about current information about that. So think about what that might mean for you. It may not be a newsletter, but it's something that you can market that causes people to buy your products, not because they're sold on the products, but they love the premium that you're giving them. It's always about what else can I do for you. Remember the seven most important words, magic words? What else can I do for you? That's exactly right. The other concept is cross-marketing with a local health club. So maybe there's a way that you can cross-market. I love cross-marketing ideas. I love working with healthcare practitioners in regard to that because you both have something to sell. You promote their health club, they'll let you promote your products. So there can be cross-marketing going on that helps both people. You can do that with restaurants. You promote their restaurant, they let you have a little table, you know, card on, or put it on a placemat or whatever, a table tent in their restaurant. So there's lots of ways that you can do cross-marketing. So, all right, so that's number 17. 18, be careful about the premiums you offer. He really highlighted to that. You got to make sure that you're not offering a premium that isn't a premium. Remember, the most important thing is what? Your prospect has to want the premium. You want to make something that's so desirable. And So he talked about, you know, when you're going after people for a business prospect, maybe you give them a brochure on the new Mercedes-Benz. And you might make an investment in some of these things, but it's minor compared to getting a brand new distributor on board. So, but always be careful about the premiums you offer. Make sure that it works, right? 19, forget logic and needs. Market the basic human desires. He was big on this, and I think there's a this is really getting to the why of why people get started. You want to instantly motivate and inspire prospects. It's not the features of the products that you have. It's the benefit to that person, right? It's about what, and but we also know there's certain basic human instincts that we have. There's certain common desires among people. It's why, you know, I looked at this information when I was reading the book, and I said, that's why we see sex all over the place. I mean, when you watch television, you look at some of the ads and things, they just promulgate that, right? It's kind of, because that's a big thing. It's one of our common desires in people's lives. Our sexuality is always, they get like just they grab onto that concept and promote that as an attractor factor. And that's why you have beautiful women. That's why you have women and men together. That's why you do all these kind of things and all the marketing materials because, you know, you forget about what you're even buying because you're buying into how the ad makes you feel and what it triggers in you. So if you understand that people have common desires, companionship and love are a couple of them. How can you take that and market Manatech? And I love marketing Manatech on building community. In fact, if you remember the ad in the article in the Forbes magazine about the baby boomers, and they said one of the things that people lose when they quit their job as they retire is they lose community. Because they might be in an office with 50 people and all of a sudden, no one. That's a loss of community. So people go through depression. They have a hard time adjusting to that. Well, what does Manatech offer people? A lot of community. I mean, if you don't believe me, then come to the November event, and you'll see a lot of community. Or come to our run we had in Lubbock. We had a ton of people there that, you know, I don't know. We had something like 20 people, just Manatechers that were there alone. And that a lot of community. They group together. They do things together. They learn to love each other and care about each other and hug on each other. It was just a blessed time. And it's just a joyful to be in community with people, that you have like kind interests, you pour into each other's lives, you care about each other in an incredible way, in a more intimate way than you would just somebody you meet on the street. So it's about companionship. So you can do that. And common desire, of course, money, we know money is a common desire. People want to have, you know, money in their lives. They want to be able to manage their lives better, do the things they want to do in their lives. And, of course, Manatech presents that opportunity as well. Desire to accomplish or to be famous, you know, recognition. This is a recognition, the motivation of recognition of people. Sex, I talked about. Respect, admiration of others. That's rewards, getting, you know, just accomplishing something, being able to be a part of wearing that orange band, saying I'm helping to end global malnutrition in children. That's huge. A lot of people would love to have that orange band on their wrist. Some of you, you know, I've heard some associates that mention, they go, oh, I don't even wear mine anymore. And I go, why? I just wore out another one, and I got a brand new one on Friday from Lydia because I keep wearing them out. But I wear it every day, and I'm not looking for recognition. I'm proud to be a part of an organization that is doing what Manatech is doing. And I'm a part of a community of people that have this huge, incredible goal of ending global malnutrition in kids. I mean, it's something to look at and be, you know, it's incredible. You know, you can't walk down the street and find people everywhere doing that. And to now be doing it in local communities here and getting entities, feeding banks in the United States aligned with Manna Relief to get the phytoplankton powder, all of that's huge because now we're impacting people in their own backyards. And you don't think that's going to bring more community interest in participating in Manatech? Think again. That's a great technique to get more people involved in your community and what you're doing. So you have all these things. So make it easy for prospects to understand how the product or opportunity will fulfill their basic human needs, desires, and goals. And our company, our opportunity has so much to offer in that light. Number 20 was her violin playing was horrible. Well, that was a whole story about a woman that was out on the streets, and her mother said she wanted to play violin, and she said, well, you have to take lessons first. And she decided she wanted to start making money by just doing, you know, practicing. So Al Schrider walked by this gal. She was on the street corner with her violin case open. She threw some coins in it to lay the foundation, and she was playing violin. And people came by. I think they threw money in there because they felt sorry for her. But she had so many gimmicks in her life about underutilized assets. She went to the local store. She said, I'll track people for you. She did. I mean, she just tied in. She probably had 20 different ways that she was raising money as she was doing practicing on her violin. Not playing great. It was horrible music, as Al said. But she just tapped into what's called underutilized assets. And that's the moral of the story. Where do we have underutilized assets? We have to think about it in our own businesses and businesses around here. So you have a restaurant that has very slow periods, and they might actually pay money for advertising to bring people through their doors, right? So you could help advertise with them. You could have meetings at their restaurant in their slow times and bring more business for them. There's a lot of cross-marketing that can take place with that restaurant that works for both of you. Which businesses could include your offers or inserts in their mailings? So find businesses out there that are like maybe a chiropractic business, maybe a health store business. Maybe you could cross offers with their mailing so that you could, instead of you paying $1,000, you would pay $100, but you'd get all this phenomenal exposure, and they would cut their expenses by involving you in it. Underutilized assets. Many businesses, this is an intriguing one, pay rentals on a hotel meeting room for an entire day, but they only use it for a few hours because they book it by day. Right? Well, what if you went to them and you found it? You know, I see you have this standing room that you book every Tuesday and you're using it from 5 to 7. Could I come in there if I use it from 7:30 to 10 and I'll pay you X dollars a week to do that, to help offset your cost of using it earlier? Wow, what a blessing that is, right? Talk about underutilized assets. You just help solve another problem. And that's a way you can get a hotel room or a business opportunity meeting room for virtually nothing, right? A lot less expensive than you would have otherwise. Night schools at local university offers classes near to you in salesmanship and entrepreneurship 2 nights a week. Bingo! That's what I'm doing. In fact, I'm teaching. In the middle of November, I'm going to be at a college campus teaching social entrepreneurship. So find ways that you can get your social entrepreneurship or business courses taught at different schools. That's a great thing. People need to know what's going on currently in the business world and understand it. Local printer press, a local printer uses their press only 2 days a week or 3 days a week. They're looking for, additional time, and they're going to, so you can discount. Underutilized asset, you can help discount. Trading leads with others. We talked about a lot of that where you have a swap group, swap meet, swap, right? But you do it with people that are professionals. A lot of you do this in your BNI groups and in your meetup groups and things like that. You could form a meetup group. In your own community, you could have a meetup group where you're swapping leads. That's a huge way to expand your prospect list. But get creative. Underutilized assets. Anytime you're out there and you get a lead for your business, you have an underutilized asset. Why? Because that lead could be tapped into by 100 different people, right? So look at it that way. We have our own underutilized leads and underutilized assets, and we need to group together with people to create the best possible results. So another great concept of how to help others build their business at the same time. And that's what you can do. You can start off with your own community. You can put a flyer around in all your posts, in your boxes, and just saying, hey, I got a new idea today. I don't know if it fits with your business, but if it does, give me a call. And you put in there what you do and how you're gonna trade leads and have a breakfast, swap group for breakfast or something, whatever. 21st one was, boy, do we think small. Well, this is idea. The concept of our process make their decisions based on our offers. So the most important thing we need to do is again, get away from features and really align ourselves with benefits. And we want to make sure we explain all the benefits, because sometimes we just get sold on one or two ourselves, and that's where we tend to aim our direction. It becomes our opinion versus what other people might be looking for. So be open and ready for other people to have their own ideas. They're living their lives. You're not living their life for them, so your concept is to play Sherlock Holmes. and to discover, do a discovery process about what is it that floats their boat, what are they looking for, where are their needs, what are their perceived needs, because it may not even be their real needs. Perception is all that matters, because that's what they're going to respond to, is what their perception is, right? So you want to talk about how your offer meets those needs. How is it going to maximize benefit and change their life? That's what you do. 22, how to capture mall shoppers for your business. I thought this was hilarious. This is really funny. You know how you go into some of the malls and they have like dead spots in the mall, or some areas don't get as much traffic as other areas do? Well, you know, and I'm not sure how many people you'd have to approach to make this happen, because, you know, who knows. But and you couldn't go to chains per se, because they are pretty structured and strict in what they allow in their businesses. But what if you went to and talked to somebody who's got a location that doesn't seem to get much traffic, and you say, how would you like to have more prospects come to your store, say for 20 minutes or longer, and capture their goodwill forever? And they go, yeah, I'd love to get more traffic, right? And they'll probably ask you how much it'll cost you. And you just say, nothing. I'll take care of the expenses. All you have to do is give me the satisfied prospect customer one of my brochures and audios when they leave. Is that okay? And they go, sure. So now you've got a commitment that they're going to help prospect for you as well. And what does it look like? Well, what's the one thing that's, you know, you don't want to put something in, or something, you got to attract the people in the mall. What's going on with people that are walking the mall? And that's what he does. He analyzes the personnel in the mall. People in the mall, you know, they're walking up and down, they get tired, they get worn out, they'd love to prop their feet up, they'd love to, you know, just have a stop for a cup of coffee or hot tea. And he goes, that's all you need to do. Get a vibrating recliner chair, a coffee maker, one hot tea maker, and a big window sign that says, feel hurt, tired, come in, put your feet up, relax. Free 20-minute coffee break on our vibrating lounge chair, complimentary coffee or tea. And you put a sign up. And all of a sudden, what happens is you go, well, how can people see if it's not very well trafficked? It doesn't have to be worried. All you got to do is have two or three or four people find it. And guess what? By word of mouth, the masses will come. And you'll see tons of people. And then what you can do while they're reclined, you can have your brochures out, you can have a video playing, whatever it might look like, you can be marketing to them as well. And whatever the store is that you're putting this in is going to get all this incredible amount of traffic coming into the store. And every time he has a customer, what's he going to do? He committed to doing one thing for you, which is giving them one of your brochures and an audio every time somebody comes in their store. So it's cross-marketing. It's helping somebody else. And it's you can also put an ad out as well. So, and if you don't want to do this, you can get one of your new distributors to do it. It's something that just to help people collect new prospects, new leads, another tool. Number 23, how to increase sales and defer your sale promotion costs. Well, if you look at it this way, if you get a new distributor, how much money does it put in your pocket? Let's say it's $20. That's not, you know, it might not be true for you. Everybody's a little different depending on where they are, but $20. So if you run a sponsoring promotion, everyone who sponsors a new distributor can come to your sponsoring banquet. So you have a sponsoring banquet. Because and you go to a restaurant, you find a day that they're relatively slow, you negotiate a great deal on a price, you tell them, hey, I'm committed to 10 to 20 people or 30, depending on the size of your organization, and you go out there and run this huge sponsoring promotion with a sponsoring banquet, and it doesn't cost you a dime. In fact, you still make money. But it helps what? Motivate your organization to go out there and sponsor somebody so they can participate in the banquet. And if they sponsor two people, they get to bring a significant other, a spouse or a friend or whatever, a date, whatever they want. So another great idea to motivate people to take action. Number 24, my products are the best, but my prospects complain that they're too expensive. No one wants to buy my products. Wow. Do we hear that once in a while? First of all, your products are the best. If you're with Manitech, absolutely. Amber Toast, nothing like it. Nutriveris, unbelievable. I mean, GlycoBoom, all these products we can talk about, plus the benefits of all these products. How does Mary Jo run a 5K at 60 years old? Perfect health, right? It's just crazy stuff. I look at these products as like really, you know, it's like manna, you know, it's super. But yeah, best products. But sometimes people just they look at it and they go, they don't feel the desire or need to purchase your product or buy your opportunity. Something has to happen to cause the people to want to do business with you. And So that you want them to feel strongly. If they feel strongly about doing business with you, then price doesn't matter. So maybe if you find businesses that you can cross-market with, other healthcare providers, they feel strongly about the same field. They'll promote your products, allow you to work with their patients and promote their services. I've done a ton of that, as you well know. I did huge work in the chiropractic area for years. So do that. You can promote yourself for a free nutritional consult. So you're giving more value. It's not about your products. It's what you're giving, a free nutrition consult. You want other buy-in values that you can market, free products, discounts, whatever. So you're all of a sudden, you want people to feel strongly about doing business with you versus to get their mind off of the purchase of the product. Does that make sense? What do you have to offer? What can you do one step beyond? And cross-marketing is a real huge one, especially with other healthcare providers. 25 is neat ideas you can use now. These are some funny ones. So 25 and 26 are a bunch of them. He just gave kind of a laundry list. And one was hire a limousine service to pick up your prospects for a meeting. But he said, look, call the limousine service, find out when their dead time is, plan to have an opportunity meeting during that dead time, and they'll give you a huge limousine services, right? So it's great. And if you pick up people in a limousine, wow, they're going to be overwhelmed and impressed with the treatment that you roll, the red carpet you roll out for them to come to your meeting. Create a walking billboard with your ad. I'm not sure I would do that, but that's out there to do. Find someone locally who specializes in mailing lists and get one just with entrepreneurs. So I've never done that, gone out and find specialized mailing lists. So I've got that marked off as an idea that Lydia and I are going to pursue. And if we can find one that just goes after entrepreneurs, and then you might want to buy one that's a little outdated, because if you buy a brand new people that are just stepped into entrepreneurship, what's happening with them? They're hot to trot on their specific, you know, entrepreneurial idea in the moment. What you want to do is find people that maybe the first one or second one didn't work out for them, and now you want them to be involved with you. So so you want to get, that's just a suggestion he made in finding the right people. Today, tons of people are out there in entrepreneurship and entrepreneurial endeavors. So it's more popular than ever, and you want to be out there finding these people to get them involved and take a serious look at your business. So the last thing he said, short bite-sized ideas, weekend daytime op meetings. He suggests that a lot of our customer base might be baby boomers, and they don't like to go out necessarily at nighttime, so a good thing to do would be a Saturday afternoon or a Sunday brunch or something that will attract them to come over during the day because they're not going to travel at night. He says, test market any of the pitches that you have before wasting your time using them. So every time you come up with a new concept, a new marketing idea, a new flyer, a new whatever, do a test of them. Don't just go out and just think it's the greatest thing since apple pie because you think it is. That's your opinion, and it might be, hopefully not, but it might be your opinion only. I've had that happen with me. I've run it by, and that's why I love having Lydia around. I run things by her. I pass it out to my organization, my leaders, and say, what do you think about this? You know, to get feedback and ideas to see how we can be more effective with the tools we have. And by the way, there, you know, we're even in flyers, doing flyers, how critical it is to have a really good flyer to attract people to meetings. Have downline earn raffle tickets for all sorts of activities. You can have a huge raffle, like a raffle for a cruise, right? And every time somebody signs somebody up, they get a raffle ticket. And you could do this cruise raffle for a period of 3 months and then pick a winner. And, you know, it costs you, from your initial investment, it'll cost you nothing to have numerous events that can trigger people earning raffle tickets. So what a great, I think that's a great idea, too. I think that's a super idea because you could have this thing going on and incentivizing people for 6 months. And then you draw the raffle tickets, and you could do two or three, or you could have second or third or fourth place prizes, all those kind of things. But, it incentivizes people to get to work and do things, stretch themselves a little bit, get out of their comfort zone with no additional cost once you've set it up. And customer service and customer care sells. And this is huge. You know, it's what else can I do for you? Those incredibly magic seven words. It's what else do we do for people? How do we stretch ourselves and go out of our way to do good things for people? That's what we want to be thinking about in our lives. It's about how can I do extra things? Because this world isn't about Manatech. This world is about how do we serve others. And so we can serve others in many different ways. So it's about, you know, making sure that our customer service is great. We're really involving our organizations. We're talking to our customers out there. We honor them. We keep them updated on information. Another good reason to do a monthly newsletter, health newsletter, to keep them informed because they enjoy to get those. All the different ways that you can show how much you care. Because, again, the famous saying, people don't care how much you know until they know how much you care. So customer care and customer service is huge. It's something I feel like, you know, we haven't been the best at in Manatech over the years, and so we need to compensate for that. One of the things I get so excited about, too, is that with Lydia, I have the opportunity of offering my people technology services. And it's amazing how many times that comes up. I mean, she's in the field a lot helping people with computers and buying phones and, you know, updates and upgrades and all sorts of stuff because she thrives on that information. Now, not all of you have that available by any means, but it's just an example of additional things that can be done. It doesn't add any more money to my pocket. It doesn't enhance my Manatech business in terms of volume. But what it does do is it lets everybody in my organization know they have a resource that they might not have anywhere else in their life, or they might have to go pay for if they're going to go elsewhere to get it. So it's another added value. So think about added values. How can you add value to your offering? And that will help you secure customers as well as keep the customers you have, which are so critical to run an effective Manatech business or any business. Okay, people, that's it. I hope you enjoyed all this. Two Mondays in a row of back-to-back instant marketing ideas. Again, there are massive numbers out there. Pick one or two. Get to work on a couple maybe and just see what happens for you. I think there are, you know, some of the ideas, like I said, I picked out maybe on today's call, I found three or four that I would definitely, you know, I highlighted and I would definitely consider doing. And I definitely had a couple from last week as well. I love some of the, you know, the surveys and some of the things like that. They're just some great new ideas. And it's about keeping your business fresh. Keep your business fresh, keep new ideas, get out there, but most importantly is getting out there and sharing. You know, we have to go out and find people, and that's what this business is about. It's about getting out and sharing, and there are lots of people out there waiting to hear from you. And if you stay at home, it's not going to happen, right? So anyway, love you guys. Any last-minute questions, comments, anyone? Next week I might, if that's of interest to you guys, how to leverage off of Jason Lester and concluding the event, what's my next step, how do I max leverage on that? I already gave you some ideas today about how to use a video that's on YouTube with anyone you've contacted about Jason Lester over the last 100 days. Now's the time to, you know, do that final push. And people maybe didn't believe you that he was really going to run the Great Wall of China, and now you have right there. The guy's talking about we're 7 days away, right? That's awesome. So thank you, Jason, for doing that for all of us and doing it, most importantly, for the malnourished kids around the world that will benefit magnanimously by all of us stepping up and reaching out and touching more lives. So thank you all. Yep.
Mary Jo?
Yeah.
This is Nancy. I have a question. I had just recently watched some short videos by Big Al. And he was giving us all these wonderful words and phrases that we could use. Most people choose, I'm just curious, would it be okay if?
That's a great, the four where he says how to close somebody in four sentences or less or something, yeah.
Something like that, but I thought, you know, what you were giving today was going to be that. But I
that's what you're talking about with Big Al. I've already done a Monday call on that topic alone.
A long time ago?
Yeah, when did I do that? Probably a year ago. Yeah, probably a year ago. You want me to send that? I can send that out and just tell people where it is.
If
you look under prospecting, because, you know, my Manatrain website today is broken down into different categories. If you look, it definitely applies to prospecting. And I'm sure it happened within the last 12 months, 18 months, because I went to one of his seminars here. And when he told me I was doing it backwards, that you close first and then you do the presentation. That might be what you heard too. I was like, wait a minute, how can I close first and then do a presentation if I need to? Well, he described what that was like. Because he says, how do you break the ice with people? And he says, I'm just curious, right? Yeah, right? That's his language. And he'll use specific language to break the ice instead of asking questions and spending, you know, asking five or six questions to get to know the person and find something that you have a similarity on. He just says, I'm just curious, and then he asks the question. Well, again, I did that training. I know it was in the last 18 months, but look under prospecting.
I must have missed it.
Okay, yeah, it was good. And he is good. He is fun. I'm not sure it always works. I mean, I think our world is in today. We're so into fast processing and little bits of information that we have to be careful with being excessive as we had been 20 years ago. Today, people don't tolerate that. They don't want a 45-minute video. They want a 5-minute video clip. They want, you know, they want to make quick decisions because this is an information era where we get bombarded with tons of bits of information. So we want to be really insightful in a quick way. And that's basically what Al's training was about. So go back and look at prospect. See if you can find it. But I'll highlight that, too, with Lynn. Okay?
Mary Jo.
Uh-huh.
This is Dorothy.
Hey,
Thursday night, you said something that we'd like some clarification on. We've talked about it. You said you could get one Amber Toast free by buying four and exchanging your packets. Tell us what you did there and how it worked.
Are you talking about, I get it. When I signed up a person last week, I signed up a brand new person and she was just going to start on the Amber Toast for a lot of different reasons. But anyway, so it was just about getting Amber Toast in her system, and I told her one tub of Amber Toast would cost her about $138 because that's your sign-up pack with one bulk Amber Toast, and you get a free GI Pro Balance, right? So I talked to her about that, and she goes, wow, is there any way to buy it cheaper? And I said, yeah, if you buy four Amber Toast, you could basically get one free. And she said, oh, yeah, okay, I'll do that. So what that is you and you have to work this out yourself because Manatech doesn't have it available. If you buy an All-Star pack,
right,
you can put in your All-Star pack four bulk Amber Toast to make up an All-Star pack, and then Manatech gives you the optimal support packets for free. And I swap out with people a bulk Amber Toast for the OSP.
Oh,
you get it?
Okay. Mm-hmm.
That's how you do it. So you'd say, okay, hey, this is what they're going to ship to you. When you get it in, just let me know, and I'll swap out for the optimal support packet, which is the free product, and that is the equivalent, almost the equivalent price. I'll give you a fifth bulk Amber Toast. Okay?
Okay. I got you.
Got it?
Also, if people have not watched Dr. Sennett's thing on the smoothie, making a smoothie with the Oseline, it is awesome because when you finish, you have 5 days. It doesn't take a mixer, and you can stick it in the refrigerator and have 12 ounces a day for 5 days. It's
wow.
There's lots of YouTube. I watched YouTube's all weekend, but that was really
That one hit home for you. Well, and the convenience of it, right? You can make it one time and use it 5 days. Yeah.
Yeah. And you put it in with kefir and but sometimes there's a key to figuring out how to get people taking a lot.
Yeah.
And that might be it. Or people that are on the run, you know.
Right.
You know.
They want it convenient. And if you can make it once and take it 5 days, that's what I like.
And you just shake it up. You don't have to put it in a blender.
Right. After you make it the first time. Great. Thanks, Dorothy. Appreciate you. All right. Anyone else? All right, everybody, have a great week. And again, if you haven't decided yet, you're still on the fence. Lydia says, get your butt here. Yeah, come to Frisco with us. We'd love to see you. Love to love on you. We're going to have a great group here. So see you soon. Bye.